This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW998. You might find it interesting that the period most abortionists describe as the most desirable for performing an abortion is approximately 8 weeks after conception. In other words, they insist that if you're going to have an abortion, you ought to have it during the first 2 months after conception. But during the first 8 weeks, it's amazing how that little one develops. Did you know, for example, that when the egg in the womb of a female is fertilized, new cells begin immediately, indicating a new life is being composed? In fact, it's right there at the first when a protective hormone is developed to prevent the mother's body from rejecting it as a foreign tissue. After the first 17 days, that new life has, in fact, developed its own blood cells. By the next day, the 18th day, there are even occasional pulsations of a muscle that will become that little baby's heart. By the next day, the 19th day, his little eyes start to develop. And by the 20th day, that's the next day, the foundation of his entire nervous system has been laid down. By 4 days later, on the 24th day, that little baby's heart has regular beats, which is, by the way, a legal sign of life. At 28 days, 40 pairs of muscles are developed along the trunk of this new life. Arms and legs are even forming. Then by the 30th day, regular blood flows and the ears and nasal cavities have begun. Now, we're talking about by the end of the first month, the first 4 weeks. At the end of 40 days, the heart energy output, get this, is reported to be almost 20% of that of an adult. By 2 days after that, 42 days, this little skeleton is complete, and he even has reflexes. By the next day, at 43 days, electrical brainwave patterns can be even recorded, which indicates that thinking is taking place in his little brain. That new little life may be thought of then as a thinking person. By the 49th day, that little tyke appears as a miniature doll, having complete fingers, toes, and ears. Then by the 56th day, and you see, we haven't even completed the first 2 months. By the 56th day, all his organs are functioning, his stomach, his liver, kidney, and brain, all systems are intact. There are even lines in his palms on his hands. And all of his future development is simply that of refinement and increase in size. And he will continue to mature until he is 23 years old. He has developed before the end of the second month. And the mother will usually not even feel the child's movement until 4 months after conception. He starts the third month then with all systems intact. And all that child is doing within that mother's womb is simply growing. By the 9th and 10th weeks, that little one squints, swallows, and even retracts his tongue. By the 11th and 12th weeks, his arms and legs begin to move, and he even sucks his thumb. And get this, he even inhales and exhales. Of course, it's fluid, but he does it. If you had a magnifying glass, you could even see his little fingernails and toenails appearing. Then by 4 months, that child's genital organs become clearly differentiated. He begins to grasp with his hands. He swims, kicks, and turns somersaults. And all this is still not usually felt by the mother. By the 18th week, his vocal cords are working. Get this, he can cry. Then by the 20th week, his hair appears on his head, and he weighs just about a pound. But by the end of the second month, and I want you to get this, that's why I'm repeating it. By the end of that second month, all systems are intact. Is he a human being? You can count on it.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.